This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Today, you're not going to believe what we're talking about. A movie. It's an award-winning feature film titled A Carpenter's Prayer. And I'm not going to tell you who made it. I'm going to let my guest tell you who made it. And he is the one and only dear friend. I've known him for years. We've worked together for years. And he works in this area at a university. It's Professor Lance Clark. Lance, my friend, what are you feeling these days?
Hey, Melissa. This is such a blessing. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes and chatting with me about our first feature film coming out of Huntington University called A Carpenter's Prayer.
Oh, my goodness. This is so exciting. When you were telling me about it and just watching the trailer and the information about it. First, I want to know about who was involved with it, and then we're going to talk about where this came from and how you put it together. Who worked on this?
Oh, my word. Well, the production team came out of Huntington University. Matt Webb, my film professor partner at Huntington University in our Capstone Film Program, he wrote and directed it.
Wow.
I produced it. He also came along and helped produce it as well, because it's a family affair. It's everybody all hands on deck, right, when you're doing a big project like this. And then we partnered with industry professionals, Christians in the industry, who came to Indiana from all over the country and different department head positions. And we filmed it for 18 days and shot 104 pages in 18 days. It's an incredible true life story. We filmed it in 2022.
Oh, really? So when you see a movie, I know we all know that it takes time, but this didn't happen overnight. This wasn't in just a year. You say you filmed it in 18 days, which to me is astounding in the first place. And then you've been talking about this for years, right? When did this start?
Well, actually, and I say this with all humility, it is, and I don't tell a lot of people this, it is actually a true story based on my childhood growing up with my mom and dad that were rural pastors in rural, you know, rural southern Michigan, northern Indiana area. And they were pastoring these four little itinerant, you know, churches around the area. And they had a dream to unite them into one church. And that was back in the early 70s. And so I grew up hearing this story. I experienced this story. They were trying to unite these churches. People had auctions. They sold off their family heirlooms. They raised the money to buy the land and bring in contractors. And our lead contractor had a heart attack on the day that we were supposed to start production. And it was going to shipwreck the whole project.
Wow.
I saw my dad get down on his knees and say, "We got to pray about this." And they prayed. And literally within minutes, this old jalopy comes across the field and out steps this journeyman carpenter named Glenn Frank, who is kind of a washed up country singer, battled addictions with alcohol and was kind of known as the town drunk, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And there's the rub of the story. So he got out of the car and he said, "I hear you're looking for a carpenter. Can you use my help?"
My word.
And and the church had to decide, what do we do, right?
Yes.
Do we embrace this wayfaring stranger? And you know what? It was a beautiful story because the church was able to love on this character.
Aww.
This Glenn turned his life around, found Jesus within a few weeks, and then incredible things came out of that. And I don't want to ruin the spoilers. There's a spoiler. You got to see the movie.
Got to see it.
But it was a life-changing experience for me because I still have Glenn Frank's guitar today. His guitar is in the movie.
Amazing.
You can go to it on acarpentersprayer.com.
Okay.
You can find out where it's playing. It's down here at Huntington 7 for the weekend until next Thursday. But acarpentersprayer.com, you can watch the trailer. I sat on this story. I was pitching it to Matt. We're kicking around ideas to start feature filming. He loved it. He wrote it. And then we produced it in 2022. But it took a couple years to get there. And now it's taken a couple years to get it into theaters nationwide right
so
now.
Exciting.
Praise God.
Yay.
We're so excited.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put everything you need to know about A Carpenter's Prayer, this film, through Huntington University and Professor Lance Clark and his team, and even students were all involved in this. We want you to be a part of it. It's in Huntington for a few days. It's going nationwide. It's all in my Conversations link, so we want people to know about it, be a part of it. It's going to be so great. Lance, thank you for this.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Melissa.
The movie is A Carpenter's Prayer. It's all at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.